see, this is
more than music, it's more than CDs, it's more than radio, it's more than TV, more than your hip hop, more than your rap, more than your crowds, more than your claps, more than album sales, more than album buys, and if you don't live it, then this album lies, more than savings, direct deposits, more than skeletons hiding in your closets, more than New York, more than the tri-state, more than who I like, more than who you hate, more than who in jail, more than who got shot, more than my neighborhood, more than your block, more than who drugging, more than who thinner, more than a loser, more than a winner, more than what I do, more than where you work, sorry preachers, even more than your church, it's more than me, and it's more than you, more than Jake Sal, and it's more than Jews, more than Obama, more than Hillary, more than if you really ain't feeling me, more than a butler, more than a maid, more than tomorrow, more than yesterday, more than your big cat, suits and ties, more than half truths, more than whole lies, more than who's wrong, more than who's right, more than your kids, more than my wife, more than where I live, more than what I drive, more than what's yours, more than what's mine, more than my hair, more than your clothes, more than my friends, more than your foes, more than my silver, more than your gold, all of this don't add up to your soul.
Yeah, welcome to the Pino Pesci Show. My name is Michael Anthony Oliva. I want to say God bless to everybody in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, today is January 3rd. I want to wish a Happy New Year to all my Christian brethren, no matter what your denomination is, okay? My first order of business, which I always do, is I take a clipping out. You know, I was speaking with a friend of mine, and he was going on and on about Pope Pius, how he was a bad man. Well, I got a clipping out of a newspaper, and it was from the New York Post, A Friend to the Jews. In 1917, at the request of the World Zion Organization, okay, Pacelli, that was his real name, intervened with Germans to protect the Jews of Palestine from extermination by Ottoman Turks. And in 1925, Pacelli arranged for the Pope, for Scholarly, to meet with Pope Benedict to discuss Jewish homeland in Palestine. Okay? In 1947, at the United Nations, he encouraged 17 Catholic countries out of the 33 in favor to vote for partitioning of Palestine to create a state of Israel. So you could say what you want about Pope Pius. This man was for the Jews. Okay? It's blasphemy what they speak about and what they talk about. My first order of business is I read from the Old Testament. I also read from the New. So I'm going to read to you a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather, come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant as what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow, for the riches of the sea shall be empty out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you. Dromedaries of Midian and Ephron, all from Sheba, shall come bearing gold and frankincense and proclaiming praises of the Lord. Okay? People, when I say this to you, I am not forcing you onto my religion. I am friends with born-again Christians. I am friends with Baptist Christians. Soldiers of Christ Ministries is based upon all different denominations. It does not matter. What you need to do is take Jesus into your life. He has never ignored you. You may have ignored him, but he has not ignored you. Okay? And I want to read something else here. This is a reflection. And then I'm going to tell you who it's from after I read it. First of all, this is January 3rd. I will hear what the Lord God will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and his holy ones. Psalm 85, verse 8. Your reflection of the day is modern society is barely conscious of the ills that assail it. It conceals its miseries beneath the prosperous, glittering and trouble-free exterior. In such a society, the Immaculate Virgin manifests herself to an innocent child of Lourdes. That was said by Pope Pius the 12th. Okay? The prayer today is, make me always attentive to your word, O Lord, and let me be humble and simple enough to embrace it with openness and enjoy. Now next, I want to get into another track. Okay? A track by my man PK. And PK, you can download him on iTunes anytime you like. Anytime you like. He's a born-again Christian. He's youth minister over at the Victory Church over at Castleton. I am a lector over at St. Charles. Okay? It's a Catholic church. I am doing God's will. Jesus lives inside me. Okay?
The realest thing my Savior did for me is that he died for me.
Real, Jesus is real to me.
Winning it, start living it. Pick up your cross and put down your cigarette. I know you're sick of it, the liquor, the coke on me. God's in it and get you straight and yoked. My pops taught me marriage for grown folk. A furnace me in Christ's middle of the smoke. I'm a firefighter in a fiery trial. Middle of the flames, I can see Christ smile. Try and walk a mile in the man of God's shoes. Get this anointing, pay man of God's dues. Excuse my iniquity, I'm not even worthy. Don't lay hands at the spirit. Rip man dirty. We all fall, that's no excuse. You dancing with the devil, drinking sin and juice. Known as a threat to the kingdom of Satan. Demons know which kingdom you facing.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me.
It's his that sent me. Satan can't beat me, all he do is tempt me. Without Christ, I'm empty, nothing at all. For money, y'all will give up rights like Esau. That's why we fall, we're not living it. Your mind is the doorway to your spirit. When Jesus knocked, open and receive him. He rewards those that diligently seek him. Mighty man of valor, Holy Ghost power. Lord, anoint me with a spiritual shower. Now is the hour, time to come to Christ. Bring down the walls of Jericho. In your life, Paul almost got a gripper to be a Christian. Still saved even after benediction. Face affliction, I'm in the hand of God. Reincarnation came back a man of God.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me.
Between heaven and hell, Christ got holes in his hand from the nails. Out of spiritual jail, got new liberty. Can't preach your mind filled with iniquity. Sin in the ministry, God coming back. They high off iniquity like spiritual crack. I'm like Abel, around 10 killer games. Pastors get hurt, but they never show the pain. Making it plain, singing in the rain. Wondering, is my living in vain? Let me explain, these trials make you just be a baptized. Don't save you. The world hates you. The world hates Christ. Through his death, he gave me life. I preach truth and they don't understand. By the grace of God, I am what I am.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me. He's so
real to me.
Let him know.
That is why I love him so. He's so real to me.
He's so real.
That is why I love him so. He's so real to me.
Oof. PK, man, you play it. You rap the gospel. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Listen, there's one thing. Your first thing you need to do is trust in Christ. If you trust in Christ and put Christ above everything else, your relationship with your kids, your parents, your neighbors, everything else will fall into place. People say, oh, family first. Listen, Jesus first. And then your family life will be better. Believe me when I tell you, your family life will be better. Struggles are all part of the process of a growing Christian. All right? Confess your sins to the world. Don't ever be ashamed of your past. Don't ever, ever be ashamed of your past. Peter never forgot what he did when he denied Jesus. And neither did Paul when he used to crucify the Christians before, when he was Saul, and then he became Paul. And I won't either. I live by the word of God every day more and more. Okay? The reason I bring up my past is to help others not do the same and make the same mistakes that I have made. Okay? Here is a second reading I'm going to read right now. This is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have heard the stewardship of God's grace, and that was given to me for your benefit, namely that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. And the Gentiles and the cohorts, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Jesus Christ through the gospel. Okay? You need to understand and listen to these letters. Read scripture. It brings you closer to God. I want to read a letter right now that a friend of mine wrote to me. And I know he will not mind it me reading it to him. My friend Joe Covello is doing 12 years, and he wrote me a letter. And this is what he wrote to me. What's good, Pesh? Because that used to be my nickname. I wrote you in Florida. I don't know if you got it. I'm writing this now, and you should be doing your preaching debut. It's 1:45 on 12/20/09. I hope that is good. I think it is good for your kid. You becoming real religious. It's not a bad thing. Thanks for your inspirational words and prayers. They are appreciated. I do take this tribulation as a gift of what is to come. I've been working out a lot. I'm maintaining and waiting for my answer, for my appeal to come. Hopefully, it is good. How is Anthony? That's my son. You're a good dad, Pesh. I'm sure he's doing fine. Penance and communion this year? That's great. They look so innocent and holy when they walk up to make their communion, like little angels. I remember my sons. I will holler at you, my son, my dog. Enjoy the holidays. One love, DJ Storm. Let me tell you. I cried when I read the letter. I ain't going to cry on the air because I got the power of Jesus in me, okay? And I'm going to keep it there. You understand? But we need to get together and understand each other and make sure that we know that Jesus comes first. That's the bottom line. Let me tell you a story. When I was younger, my mother, right, she gave me $20 to go get egg rolls. I remember this. $20. Go buy yourself some egg rolls. Well, I bought egg rolls for the whole neighborhood, and I gave them out to everybody. When I tell you, maybe I didn't know it then, but that was just Jesus working inside me, and I just ignored it. You know, I ignored it. I was a kid. I went to Catholics, you know, CCD. I made my communion, my confirmation, baptism, penance, all of that. After that, I ran. I took off. Got into the streets, did bad things, things I'm not proud of. Things I care not to mention. I won't forget my past, but I'm not going to bring up my past on this show. There's no reason to. You want to ask? Not a problem. PinoPesci@gmail.com. Send me an email. We could talk. It's not a problem. I'll even give you out my cell phone number once we talk on the internet. Okay? Because there are some wolves in sheep's clothing that you have to watch out for. And that goes for every church. That's not just my church. That's every church. Okay? You understand? And I really want to get into another track right now because my man PK, iTunes, you can download them. He is amazing. Okay? He is amazing. Take a listen to this one.
Sounds so good, don't you agree?
Yo, we're giving out left wrenches on this one. You might hurt yourself popping your head with Christ. And it goes like this. The church never heard Christ rap like did it. Fire in my bones, feel like I'm lit in it. Probably top 10 on Satan's hit lit in this. I don't just preach this thing, man, I lit in this. Proclaim the gospel, that's why I spit in it. Help from asthma, the flow is too acidic. Christ is coming in the world, don't get it in. Falling next to Satan, bottomless pit in it. They want me to stop, that's what they with it is. Middle name is Faithful, won't never quit it. Jonah, three nights, belly up a fit in it. Jacob dislocated his head in it. Judas betrayed Jesus with the kid in it. Two and three in his name, he's in the middle of this. Stop playing, hell ain't worth the rid of this. It's like you spiritually splitting your rid of this.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Don't want your soul to burn, baby, burn. I see no evil, I hear no evil. This is the gospel for God's people. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Don't want your soul to burn, baby, burn. I see no evil, I hear no evil. This is the gospel for God's people.
I'm moved by God, not by how I fit a deal. Crucify Christ, so hard to kid it ill. Fiery darts, blocked by my shitty deal. Held by holy blood, that was spit it ill. This a holy war, what the did it ill? It's not a game, your soul is too rid it ill. Satan murdered, destroyers did it ill. Mr. Rapture, don't take the city ill. Some of y'all in church for the thread it ill. I'm here to make sure I do God's with it ill. I fall short, yeah, you bless me, spit it ill. Blessed in the city. Blessed in the fitted ill. Construction worker, kingdom bitted ill. Prayer warrior, Navy sitting ill. This is soul food, better eat your minute ill. I'm a whale in the middle of a witted ill.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Don't want your soul to burn, baby, burn. I see no evil, I hear no evil.
Amazing. I got my man PK on the line. Put him through. Yo, PK.
Pesh, what's going on?
What's going on, PK? How you doing, baby?
Pino Pesci, I'm feeling real good, man. I'm just happy to be here, man.
Yo, listen, I'm trying to tell these people, you know, no matter what the denominations, man, we come together. We all children of God through baptism, baby. That's it.
That's right. The only thing that matters is one accord, man, being in unity.
That's it. And you know what? If you want to cop PK's album, he's on iTunes. Grab it up because it's a hot album, and I'm going to play about 8 more tracks from it before this hour is over.
I appreciate that, man. I really do.
I appreciate you. You know why I appreciate you? Because God brought me to you that day on that football field, man. When I came over there, you were sitting in that chair. You remember that? I came right over to you, and then we spoke, and then when I was in trouble, I came to you, I talked to you, and you were the first person to pick me up, and you sat me for an hour and a half. I'll never forget.
Yeah, man, that was just God using me, man. That's the main thing you want to do is just let God use you in anything you do, man.
That's right. I appreciate the call, and I'm going to get into I Had a Dream. That's what I want to get into next. Is that track number 10, right? If I'm correct?
Yes, sir. Track number 10, man. I Had a Dream.
Yeah. track number 10. Let's hear it. Yo, PK, I love you, man. God bless you and Fatima, the kids.
Yeah. Thank you, Pino Pesci. I love you too, man. You know that, man.
I'll speak to you soon.
Okay, have a good one, brother.
All right. Yo, Donnie, play track number 10 for me, please. If it's coming on.
I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together.
I had a dream. My pops preaching to the nation. Millions of souls claiming salvation. My mother taught women how to be wives. Don't stand behind your man, right on his side. My wife taught girls how to be ladies. Highly esteem yourself from a seed to a daisy. My children just spreading good news. Rebuking spirits, witchcraft and abuse. Preachers held higher than presidents. Standing ovation when accepting the edifice. Young people just living for the Lord in school, not ashamed. Throwing up their swords. Being a virgin was popular to marriage. Satan's after you, he's a spiritual savage. And pastors were the true role models. And rob the church or drink the bottle. I had a dream. Church had 100% tithing. No backbiting, no backsliding. No jealousy, no more envy. If I made a mistake, they won't condemn me. New Year's Eve, a born again parade. Millions of us screaming, now Jesus saved. Jesus' name, we preach with authority. Physically, spiritually, no more poverty. We follow Christ just like disciples. Nothing had more value than my Bible. The anointing was the most wanted thing, and Jesus Christ was the most wanted king. I had a dream. Still go to hell? Believe me, that sin ain't hard to tell. Get right, church, and let's go home. The King of Kings is on his throne. It's time to get life while we got life. So the lifesaver can change your life. It's your life and it's your choice. And I got one mic and I got one voice. And I'ma let it be known that this is the way. Choose who you're gonna serve on this day. I'ma preach this until I stop breathing. Don't mind me, I'm just daydreaming.
Part of my show where I get questions and I answer them for you. Here's a question I got. What is the plan of God for man? Well, here's your answer. God, infinitely perfect and blessed in himself, in a plan, a shared goodness, freely created man to make him share in his own blessed life. in the fullness of time, God the Father sent his Son as the Redeemer and the Savior of mankind, fallen into sin, thus calling all into his church, and through the work of the Holy Spirit, making them adopted children and heirs of his eternal happiness. Okay? Now, man's capacity for God, this is from St. Augustine. You are great, O Lord, and greatly be praised. You have made us for yourself, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. Now, I got another question from someone. Why does man have a desire for God? Well, God himself, in creating man in his own image, has written upon his heart the desire to see him. Even if this desire is often ignored, God never ceases to draw man to himself, because only in God will he find and live the fullness of truth and happiness, for which never stops searching. By nature and by vocation, therefore, man is a religious being capable of entering in communion with God. This intimate and vital bond with God confers on man his fundamental dignity. In other words, what that means, God is around you. If you want to ignore him, he's not ignoring you. You could go in your basement, you could go to your church, you go wherever you want to go and say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Fill me up with your glory. I want to walk with you. I want to walk with you. I want to speak like you. I want to talk like you. I want to eat like you. I want to treat people like you. And you can do it. You can do it. Because if you knew about my past, my friend, oh boy, if I can do it, you can do it. And here's another one. How is it possible to know God with only the light of human reason? Well, starting from creation, this is the answer. That is, from the world and from the human person, through reason alone, one can know God with certainty as the origin and the end of the universe, as the highest good, as the infinity of truth and beauty. Now, that's a beautiful thing right there. Now I'm going to get into another thing. And I want you all to pray with me right now. It's a prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, O Holy Spirit, fill my heart with your holy gifts. Let my weaknesses be penetrated with your strength this very day, that I may fulfill all the duties of my state consistently, that I may do what is right and just. Let my charity be such as to offend no one and hurt no one's feelings, so generous as to pardon sincerely any wrong done to me. Assist me, O Holy Spirit, in all my trials of life. Enlighten me in my ignorance. Advise me in my doubts. Strengthen me in my weaknesses. Help me in all my needs. Protect me in temptations and console me in afflictions. Graciously hear me, O Holy Spirit, and pour your light into my heart, my soul, and my mind. Assist me to live a holy life and to grow in goodness and grace. Amen. Okay, let me tell you guys, all you have to do is seek a church. After you make your decision to receive Christ, I encourage you to prayfully seek a local church, a congregation, or an assembly that will assist you in growing as a new Christian by the clear teaching of the Bible, by growing grace and knowledge of the Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Okay, you get out there. You get out there, okay? It's not hard. It's not hard to get out there and go and see. I'm not telling you to go to church. You don't want to go to church? Not a problem. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to get into another track. This one goes out to all my friends that don't want to hear it anymore or don't want to talk to me anymore because they think I lost my mind because I found Jesus. And also, I want to give a shout out to the Gelati family, because they are like my second family. They welcome me in my daddy home all the time. Connie, I love you. Anthony, Trish, Janine, the kids, Rich, Michael, everybody. Funzie, you're all good to me. It's a good thing. It really is. It's a good thing. I want to get into track number 14 right now. Okay? And if I'm not getting into track 14, then I'm going into something else to talk about. We'll see what happens. Hold on a second. But keep in mind, my friends, trust in Jesus. That is the motto. Jesus. Woo! Come on, the haters.
And when I got saved, I got 66 books. You in Hell's Kitchen, 66 cooks. Can't steal my tray with 66 cooks. Let's have revival, 66 days. Cast demons out of 66 days. So blessed, I got 66 favors. World priesthood, 66 waiters, 66 rhymes, 66 lines. Download this song 66 times. Listen, this for 66 Christians. Don't let Satan move you out position. No matter the condition, we not flinching. Fishing for souls, that's our mission.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me.
Spiritual warfare keeps your doors locked. We outside rebuking witches and warlocks. There is a savior on all blocks. Like a pit bull in the spirit, my jaws locked. Soul food needed now for all flocks. Watch your spirit man and change your door locks. My Bible crack when I hear the door knock. Please Jesus saves until the war stops. Holy Ghost party fam, it don't stop. Think this is hell, I know a place more hot. The sake of peace, Abraham will leave Lot. Giving out tracks to front your weed spots. Power in Jesus' name, don't need cops. Just in his presence to make your knees drop. Devil and his demons hoping I would stop. But the church need a revival like Woodstock.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me.
I wish somebody else would catch on fire. Crucify flesh, biblical barbed wire. Devil, you a liar, bow to Messiah. Old armor God, spiritual attire. Jesus Christ, the one I admire. In my life I had to kill Messiah. Let's go higher, up Jacob's ladder. Let God arise and my enemies scatter. Christ ain't dead, he been out the tomb. Jacob and Esau fought in the womb. Listen, I'm a born again Christian. Count it all joy in my affliction. God is faithful, so he don't lie. Satan can't repent, so he don't try. We walk by faith, don't need no why. Crucify Christ, but he don't die.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me.
Christian Jay-Z, he can hang with the best of them. Now remember one thing, all may be saved now. This is from Revelations chapter 3 verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. And then the second comes from Romans chapter 10 verse 13. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's right there for you. That's it. It's right there. It does not happen overnight. I'm not saying you're going to be saved overnight. It takes time. It took me 2 years to be fully saved. Okay? You understand? Okay? And let me tell you, we need to come together us Christians need to come together to share God's divine will. I'm going to read now from the Gospel, according to St. Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and scribes of his people, he inquired of them where Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judah, for thus it has been written through the prophet." Now this comes from the prophet Micah. "And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since you shall come a ruler who is a true shepherd, my people Israel." Then Herod called Magi secretly and asserted him from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, and that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they sent out, and behold, the star that they had seen at their rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. Listen, you hear that right there? There's a guy out there called Rick Lawson. It's called The Star of Bethlehem. It blew my mind. It blew my mind. You see it, you will be a believer. If you're not a believer, you will be a believer after it is all over. I want to give another prayer out now before I go on and play some more music, because I'm a hip-hop kid and I love the music. PK got the greatest music I ever heard. And I'm going to give you the Beatitudes. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the earth. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are they who suffer persecution for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men reproach you and persecute you, speaking falsely, saying all manner of evil against you for my sake." Well, you know what, Jesus? I'm with you, because they are persecuting me. I'm losing friends left and right. And tell you the truth, I could care less. I'll bless them. Bless them all. Now, got another question someone wanted to ask. It's a pretty good one. How can we speak about God? Well, here's the question, and here's your answer. By taking as our starting point the perfections of man and other creatures, which are a reflection, a blight, a limited one, of the infinite perfection of God, we are able to speak about God with all people. We must, however, continually purify our language insofar as it is image-bound and imperfect, realizing we can never fully express the infinite mystery of God. Do you understand what that means? It's a mystery. No one's ever going to realize it and see it and understand it. It's a mystery. Either you believe or you don't. Okay? Me personally, the weather, all that stuff, that's God. The stars, the moon, everything, it's God. How come it's always rain on a Friday? How come it's always nice on a Sunday? Come on, think about it. When you were growing up, it was always miserable on a Friday. Why? Why? Jesus died on a Friday. He crucified. He gave up his life so we can sin and then repent and live and have redemption. Okay? Think about it. I am not, and once again, I'm going to say it again. I am not asking you to go to church. All I am asking you to do, okay, is be better people. Do you know what Hosanna means? See, my Catholic Church, we say Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna means, in Hebrew, salvation in the highest. Okay? salvation in the highest. And I'll tell you another thing, too. You could call yourself a Christian. You could go to church. Listen, I have a lot of people in my church. They just go to church just to go to church because they just want to be part of the crowd. Nah, that don't work. It goes through faith and works. Open the door for an old person. Hold an old person's bag. You got 35 cents in your pocket? Give it to the Salvation Army. You got old toys in your house? Give it to the poor. You got an extra TV? Give it to a friend that needs it, okay? You can't call yourself a Christian and still see color. You see the soul of a man. That's what you see. And if you don't, then shame on you. God bless you, but shame on you. Because remember one thing. Once you're baptized, the evil one is out to get you. I will never, ever put the devil in high letters, in capital letters, because he don't deserve it. Okay? It's spiritual warfare. It starts in your mind. Do you understand? It starts in your mind. Okay? Now, because I love my hip-hop, we're going to get into another track from my man PK. Okay? It's going to come real soon. As soon as they go. You guys ever want to be inspired? Father John Carapi, great man, speaks a lot. He had a bad past too.
Yo, scriptures! For this one, they might persecute me. Who would ever think you see Christian groupies? The body of Christ is like Sin City. Topic of sin, I show no pity. You might say, who is he? I'm God's servant. Walking in spiritual discernment. They don't fast no more, don't pray no more. The church don't use Jesus' name no more. What's going on? I can't really call it. Too much sin and no room for it. Spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is here. In Jesus' name, rebuke, get out of here. No more fear. We preaching the truth. They molesting, abusing, using the youth. Raving in wolves inside sheep clothing. Pray for us, for the sin we expose. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. So-called Christians, they give me screw face. Where the love at, man? You need a new face. Bad mouth the preacher, so two-faced. The gift will make room, but you too haste. Smiling when you shake the preacher's hand. Passing his house, spitting on his land. Practicing voodoo, still reading palms. Still drinking, I'm still reading psalms. Still a man of God and Satan don't like this lifestyle of the saved and righteous. Open up your eyes, letting anything go. Sisters cover up, letting everything show. Lord have mercy, we need God's grace. The body of Christ, see God's face. Abraham and Lot inspired me to write this. Lord, we spare the church for one righteous. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. This ain't for the babes, it's for those that know. Seeing all the sin and still letting it go. False prophesying, lot of compromising. Not enough people with the flesh dying. Lot of dishonor, not enough loyalty. Chosen generation, where is the royalty? For this one, they might come at me hostile. Sin leaves a bad smell in God's nostril. Body of Christ, please understand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. They want praise and worship more than the Bible. But the Bible is our means for survival. Too many idols seek the Lord again. Everybody Christian who's born again. It's sworn again, serve God with holy hands. Everywhere we stand now, it's holy land. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man?
You know, we just talking about how the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is still in the church today. You know, God took Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah, but the spirit was still in them. And that spirit is still in the body of Christ. Take it out of man.
Woo! my man. You know what that means right there? The United States is Sodom and Gomorrah. You may think I'm nuts, you may think I'm crazy, but it is. You got 14-year-old girls dressing like they're 21. You got kids slanging and banging. There's no ends and meets, my man. Trust me. You either die, you either go to jail, or you turn a rat. It's either one, whatever way it is. So I tell all the people out there that want to still keep doing those things, if you want to play the game, then you best be doing the time. If you can't do the time, then get a job and be a regular man. Live simple. You don't need the material things. Believe me when I tell you. I got a nice little TV, a nice little couch in my apartment. I got a nice little bedroom for my son. I sleep on the couch. I make sure he's got his Xbox, and that's all he has. He got it. He wants it. He gets to do his thing. He gets to play. He gets to have his thing. Let me tell you something. The happiest day in my life is when Jesus washed away my sins. Jesus taught me how to wash, fight, and pray. Live, rejoice, every day rejoice. Okay? Every day rejoice in God. Every day you rejoice. And you can say this prayer any day, 3 p.m., every day, eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion is inexhaustible. Look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. Amen. I will say it again over and over again. Amen. Okay? Let me tell you something. I have people tell me, oh, I'm not a sinner. We weren't born in this world in sinners. All are sinners. And I'm going to give you two scriptures. They're both from Romans. This is Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Now this is Romans chapter 3, verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. So get it in mind, we're all sinners. I'm a sinner, okay? I probably sinned 2-3 times today. You probably sinned 6-7 times today. It doesn't mean that you're not a Christian. I'm a Catholic. I'm a Christian. Catholics are Christian. The Catholic Church has been around for 2,009 years, okay? But there's also other denominations, and they feel comfortable in their faith, and that is fine. Because we all trust in Jesus, and we are all connected through baptism. That is the bottom line. That's what it comes down to. Okay? People, get it together. Get it together. Be a better person. There's two types of people in this world, good or bad. Change the way you eat. Change the way you live. And I'm telling you, things will change for you and for everybody else around you. People do not understand this. They don't understand it. See, what happens is people think that, I can't, it's too hard, it's too confusing, I'm scared of the Bible, I'm this. The Bible is the greatest book ever written. Study the Bible and you'll have more knowledge than a college graduate. Take it from me. And I'm going to quote something else from John 3:3. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Okay? Now I'm going to give you a reflection, and I'm going to tell you who it is from after I'm done. With coming of the birthday of the Redeemer, the church will bring us the stable of Bethlehem, and there teach that we must be born again and undergo a complete reformation. That will only happen when we are intimately and vitally united to the Word of God made man. That is Pope Pius the 12th. He wrote that. A Catholic Pope. And his prayer that day was, O Lord, the great day draws ever nearer. Let your love take root in my heart. Amen. Okay? We are not that much different. Believe me when I tell you. There is sinners in all churches. There are perverts in all churches. There are pervert priests. There are pervert pastors. God will have his work with them. You understand? Not every priest is that, but I am sure am not going to be ashamed to walk with a priest into the beach on a morning walk or hug a priest and make him look sideways at me because I'm doing it? Let me tell you something. I committed myself to God because you want to know something? I went from being an actor, I was a rapper, and I'm going to get back into the rap game, but in the Christian way with my man PK. We're doing the track. It's coming out soon. Don't worry. You'll hear it. But the bottom line is, nah. I ain't ashamed of what I am and what I am about. I believe that the body and blood of Christ is the body and blood of Christ. Okay? I could go to a lot of things here and tell you a lot of things that have happened to me over the last 2 years. Okay? But I'm not going to get into it here on the radio. Okay? Now, let me tell you something. Here's another one for you. And I just want to give you another one. This is from Romans chapter 10, verse 9, assurance as a believer that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Do you understand that? You will be saved. You will be saved. And I want to read something out of the Old Testament. I opened it up today because what I do sometimes in the morning is I just open the Bible. And whatever comes up, I read. So I'm going to read it, and then we're going to get into last track, and we'll end the show. This is from Tobit, his song of praise. Okay? Blessed be God who lives forever, because his kingdom lasts for all ages. For he scourges and then has mercy. He casts down to the depths of the ether world, and he brings up from the great abyss. No one can escape his hand. Praise him, you Israelites, before the Gentiles. For though he has scattered you among them, he has shown you his greatness even there. Exalt him before every living being, because he is the Lord our God, our Father and God forever. He scourges you for your iniquities, but will again have mercy on all of you. You will gather you from all the Gentiles among whom you have been scattered. When you turn back to him with all your heart and do what is right before him, then he will turn back to you and no longer hide his face from you. So consider what he has done for you. Okay? Consider what he has done for you. And it goes on, but I just want to read a part of it just to let you understand and hear it. And know what goes on everywhere, okay? These are things that we need to understand and things that need to be accepted from everyone, okay? That is what it comes down to, okay? That is what it comes down to. And now I want to give you another one because I got to do a psalm and then we're going to go into the last track to end the show. And this is Psalm 51, and this is my favorite. Have mercy on me, God, and all your goodness. In your abundant compassion, blot out my offense. Wash away all my guilt from my sin, cleanse me. For I know my offense. My sin is always before me. Against you alone I have sinned. I have done such evil in your sight that you just in your sentence, blameless when you condemn. True, I was born guilty, a sinner, even as my mother conceived me. Still you insist on the sincerity of the heart. And in my inmost being teach me wisdom. Cleanse me with hyssop that I may be pure. Wash me, make me whiter than snow. Let me hear sounds of joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins. Blot out all my guilt. A clean heart create for me, God. Renew in me a steadfast spirit. Do not drive me from your presence, nor take me from your Holy Spirit. Restore my joy in your salvation. Sustain in me a willing spirit. I will teach the wicked your ways, and the sinners may return to you. Rescue from death, God, my saving God, that my tongue may praise your healing power. Lord, open my lips. My mouth will proclaim your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, a burnt offering you would not accept. My sacrifice, God, is a broken spirit. God, do not spurn a broken, humbled heart. Make Zion prosper in your good pleasure. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And then you will be pleased with proper sacrifice, burnt offerings, and holocaust. Then bullocks will be offered on your altar. Okay? Listen, you have to understand. Psalms, read them. Read them. You read them and they will comfort you. They will comfort you. You understand? They will comfort you. Okay? I'm going to get into another track from my man PK. And if we have a little time left over, we're going to say a prayer at the end of the show. Okay? I want to send a shout out to my family, the Oliva family, Mommy, Rose, Ralph, I love you. Mommy, thank you for bringing me in this world. Daddy, thank you for having patience with me. You're always right, Dad. Always right. Always said it. Grandpa Mikey, I love you. Aunt V, Grandma Fanny, God rest your soul. Grandma Anna, God rest your soul. Grandpa Vincent, God rest your soul. I visit my grandmother every week, and I write letters and put them on her grave. And I swear by the name of Jesus that she is working from heaven to bring me back. And she did it. She did it. This is my will. The acting, all that stuff, that was me to get preparation so I could do this. This is what I needed to do. This is what I needed to do. So now, once again, I'm going to say it. I'm not asking you to go to church. All I'm asking you to do is be a better person. You see litter on the street, pick it up. You understand? Pick it up. So I think we're going to be getting into our last track. I like to say good night. I like to say God bless. May you have a restful, restoring sleep. And may Jesus live in you as he lives in me. Amen. God bless. And Donnie, throw on that track, baby.
See the world through the eyes of a modern day disciple. Impact through your flesh like a rifle. Jesus on beat, lyrical revival. Holy hands holding the holy Bible. Go to war with demons, spiritual survival. Represent carnal, that's suicidal. I still read the Bible, Christ still an idol. Nothing changed, born again, still a title. To whom much is given, much is required. Rebuke gay demons, all for the choir. Jesus' name, preach, Holy Ghost fire. 1-800 preachers, kid for hire. Let's go higher, reach the Messiah, Lord and Savior, the one I admire, the one giving out the Jesus saints flyers. Won't stop preaching till I retire. Drunk man give up his Hennessy and drop to his knees like a seminarian. Now he praying for all his enemies. He walking in his Christian destiny. I'm here preaching life to those in tune. John the Baptist, Holy Ghost from the womb. Christ, what we speak, strengthen the weak. Don't receive us, shake dust off our feet. Preach on beats, just spread the good news. Feeding your spirit, giving you soul food. Don't trust in man, trust in God. Point the mic at people like Moses' rod. Satan's like a lion, but he can't harm me. Body of Christ, salvation on me. Anti-Christ, I'm anti-world. Share the word of God, my lifetime dream. Armor bear for the great King of Kings. God hates six things, seven abomination. Tears amongst the wheat inside the congregation. No intimidation, shadows of death. Fear the weaver preach if it's just me left. My last breath, praise Christ, the life giver. Enlarge yourself daily, hell getting bigger. Satan say stuff that'll make your soul shiver. Elijah held the water inside the Jordan River. For real, it's by his stripes I'm healed. Too hard to kill, holy blood spill. Holding up my shield, salvation still. Superman, Jesus Christ, the man is still.
coming back.